insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Once again, we are with you to explain some more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fih, hudan lil-muttaqin. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى
If you had listened to the previous session, we were discussing the issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the second verse of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this book is a guidance for the muttaqeen. And we read the translation as saying that this is the book, there is no doubt in it, a guidance to the God-wary. Muttaqin has been translated as the God-wary. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this guidance that the Holy Quran has is for the muttaqin, has been translated to God-wary. Does this sound right? This book is supposed to be guidance for people. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this book is guidance for the muttaqin, and in the explanation of who muttaqin are, it explains that they are those who have faith and who pray and who give charity and they believe in the previous revelations and they believe in the hereafter. These people are the ones that are supposed to be guided by the Holy Quran. Aren't these people already guided? If someone is believing in God, if he is making his prayers and giving his charity, and the other practical laws, the prayer and the charity are examples of the practical laws, and these are one of the most important practical laws that we have in Islam. If someone is practicing those and has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has faith in His Messenger, has faith in the Day of Judgment, isn't that person already guided? So how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this book is guidance for the muttaqin? To understand this, we need to first understand what the word muttaqin really means. The word muttaqi does not have the meaning God in it. Muttaqi means someone that is careful. If someone is careful of something, they say that he is muttaqi. They give a very interesting example. If you're crossing the street, if you're careful of the cars, then you have taqwa of the car. You're watching out. You are careful of the car. You're aware of the car coming and you're careful of it so it doesn't hit you. This is called taqwa. In the Holy Quran, we have the word taqwa being mentioned for people that do not even have faith. People, not just that they don't have faith, but they've rejected the faith. In Surah Tawbah, verse number 7, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the truce that the Holy Prophet had with some of the tribes of the infidels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his prophet in this verse to stick by his word as the kuffar have stuck by their word. Also in the verse number 4, it mentions pretty much the same thing. At the end of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allaha yuhibbul muttaqin." People that are muttaqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes them. In the verses, it talks about the mushrikeen abiding by their oath, by their truce, something that they had signed. They abide by it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of this verse and both the verses, He says that He likes the muttaqeen. People, in other words, the word muttaqi also refers to the mushrikeen that have abided by the word, that they've gone by their word. If they said that we have a truce with you, we will not attack you, they have stuck by that. And they didn't attack the Holy Prophet. This person is called a muttaqi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He likes the muttaqi. The guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about in this verse, the muttaqin that He's talking about in this verse, what does that mean exactly? If muttaqi means this person that has accepted the religion of Islam and has the faith, as the following verses say, then what type of a guidance does the Holy Quran have for them? Now, as interpreters have explained, with my explanation of the word muttaqi, there's a taqwa, there is a carefulness in actions before even a religion is presented to someone. When we look at the people that the religion of Islam was presented to at the time of the Holy Prophet, not everybody accepted this religion. There were a group of people that accepted. Some people just didn't bother caring about it. They heard the message, but they just continued their life. They didn't reject or accept. They said, okay, this person is saying some new stuff. And some people accepted. The message was heard by all these people. Some of them said, these are lies. Some of them said that the Holy Prophet is insane that he's saying all of this. They heard the message, but it did not guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for the Holy Quran to guide people, they need to be muttaqi. If you're not muttaqi, if one is not muttaqi, they will not be able to be guided through the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind with a first level of guidance that He refers to in the Holy Quran as the fitrah. Okay, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha. Okay. In the fitrah of mankind, in the creation of mankind, He has given him certain inclinations and understandings. As it says in that verse talking about the fitrah, He talks about the tawheed, the oneness of God. People have been created such that without anyone telling them, they would understand there is a God. This is a very interesting statistic that I was reading, I forget where it was, that a large portion of the American people were asked about their faith and their belief in God. A number of them have explained that I don't have any particular religion. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Jew, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Buddhist, I don't have any religion, but I believe in God. I believe in a God. Or we see that some people, before they have any sort of introduction to a religion, especially the religion of Islam, we see that they have this motive, this drive towards researching religions and looking for the true God and looking for a true message from all different ages. I've seen people that have started their research at ages 16 and under even sometimes and reached conclusions during that those ages or a little later than that. And I've seen people doing their research and coming to a conclusion at ages such as 55 and onwards as well. This inclination in mankind is the first guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given mankind. If one accepts that first level of guidance and acts according to that, we understand certain things are bad and certain things are good. Lying, you don't need to have a religion to understand that lying is bad. You don't need to have a religion to understand that killing people is bad. If one accepts that through their actions, because as we read on, the emphasis in taqwa is in the actions, being careful, not just doing whatever I like to do, but having boundaries in my actions. I don't do certain things. I'm careful of that. This is called taqwa. If based on the first level of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in all people, if I accept that, then that's when the Holy Quran is going to be guidance for me. If I don't want to accept that, if I go against that through my actions, then when the verses are presented, not only will they not have an effect on me, to be able to justify my own actions, I'll be able to say that these are lies. Like the people of the Holy time of the Holy Prophet and some people today are doing. Inshallah, some more explanation about this and the following verses will be coming in the future sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الملائكة والروح.